I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I can't believe it's already been a year.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
On this day, 1 year ago, we lost Tom Petty. And Tom Petty's career had a lot to do with the Beatles, actually. He wrote the song Into the Great Wide Open, which is about a guy who decides to pack up and move to Hollywood and become a rock star. Now, Tom Petty kind of did the same thing, but he never would have thought a thing possible, except for the fact that the Beatles kind of inspired him to be that guy. Here's Tom Petty.
To be Elvis Presley didn't seem like something that someone could do. You would have to, A, look like Elvis Presley. But the Beatles was a self-contained band that was doing it all right there. And it looked like they were having so much fun. And you could kind of tell, these guys are friends. They're young guys, and they're having a ball. And this is certainly paying their bills. And this looks like the way to go.
Certainly was the way to go. You can't make this stuff up, all right? There's a bootleg of a Zeppelin concert. Empress Valley is a Japanese bootleg company. They released a soundboard recording of Led Zeppelin's September 29th, 1971 show in Osaka, Japan on Saturday. And in their bootleg, they enclosed a message to one customer of theirs. The message read, "Bleep you, Jesus Mahadi. Please stop uploading all Empress Valley releases." Apparently, this guy buys from them and then puts it up for everyone else to get for free. Now, remember that their bootleg recording is illegal. It's an illegal bootleg. So they're telling him, hey, don't illegally post our illegal bootleg. That's ridiculous. The fan-run Led Zepp News, which is unofficial, tried to get a hold of Jesus Mahadi and tell him what happened. And he posted the following. Pot, kettle, get a life.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.